2023. I have 9:01 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move down the agenda to approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 473217, 473276, no warrants. Four journal entries or transfers. What was it? Something else?
No,
oh, I'm sorry. I amend my motion. I move to approve checks 473217. Is that 274?
Correct, yeah.
473217 through 473273, 473275 through 473276.
Sorry, that's hard to write. So we're going to approve 217 through 374. We're going to leave out 375. So.
3727. This is the check number you want left out?
Yes.
Not this one?
No. So it's that through that and then just that one.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Third time charm. 473217 through 473274. 473276. And also 473276. No warrants, four journal entries or transfers.
Second. I have motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
So we're just holding that one, 473275.
That is correct.
We had a
$60. Yeah. I thought you meant that was the one to leave out.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, okay.
It's lit. I should have wrote it on differently.
All right. No problem.
Get it on there.
No problems. Let's get it right.
Next on our agenda, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that was 275 on the check.
Correct.
Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for September 18th, September 21st. And then we have one executive minute for September 18th, 2023.
A quick question. Well, move to approve September 18th regular session and September 18th executive session minutes.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you have a problem on the 21st?
I just have a question.
That was your
So we will just, do you want to do it as amended? I don't know. Let me ask.
Let me ask our clerk. Unless they're actually presenting or part of the meeting.
Okay. Where have you been?
Pardon? Should their name be on there? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they were there and just had discussions on.
Did they participate in discussion? Both? Okay.
Yeah. You spoke to Patrick and he answered.
That's fine. No, I just want to make sure we're consistent because I know if somebody's out here and they, as long as they don't, but they were part of them.
Yeah.
I knew one was. I didn't know the other was. Move to approve regular session minutes for September 21st, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have bid recommendation for 2024 half-ton crew cab, 4x4 pickup truck, one or more, file number 202309-57. In front of us, we have Mr. Devin Huff, Road and Bridge Administrator.
Good morning.
Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good. On Wednesday, September 20th, 2023, myself and Nikki Lawrence were at the bid opening for RFB 202309-537. It'll be for 2024 half-ton crew cab, four-wheel drive pickup trucks, one or more. We had one bid response, and that was from Pinniger Chevrolet Buick in Branson, and that was for $58,095. And that included the 6-year, 120,000-mile warranty and the spray-in bed liner and up to 180-day delivery. Another vendor was notified. I personally talked to them, and they said, yeah, we want to participate. And they were sent a bid invite, but this is the only one that responded.
Is how much is the extra warranty? Do you have that? We don't have a breakdown.
I don't either. Three-quarter ton trucks were $3,400 additional because I did not include that and I had to go back and get it on each one.
And this will actually come out next year's budget, right?
Well, we'll probably get one truck, possibly two this year. And the remainder, the other guys will be approaching the mileage we discussed to get theirs replaced.
Oh. So this is actually for two purchase of two trucks.
Well, yeah, it's bid for one.
You're
or
just
more
doing the bid
for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So one truck is 58.
Yes, that's per unit.
And is there anything on source? Have you looked at any other?
Brandon,
that just seems extremely high.
The only thing I can find is, like on the national auto fleet, would be electric. I'm not kidding. Normally, that's how I go about it, is national auto fleet on a nationwide bid. The only thing they're letting you have an opportunity with is electric.
Because that'll work around here for what we need it for.
And these trucks are for the
supervisors and myself.
Gosh, it seems like we just got some.
Started getting them 5 years ago, yeah.
What did we just pay for the one tons or three quarter tons that we're buying?
They were like 51 or 2.
That's what I mean.
This one here is identical to the one Scott's got. I mean, pretty close. His, I think, is a 22 model.
I believe Plan Zoning's was a 22 model.
It was a leftover. I don't remember what price was on that.
And how much mileage are we on the supervisors? Just
how much do they cover?
How much are what you said on the mileage that we were going by when they get X amount of miles? So
well,
about
around 100,000 miles.
I've been told that nowadays that they should get should be we're just driving them on the road. These trucks are just super. That the mileage we should get a lot more than that.
We sell them because we get more value back out of them. The cost per ownership per year is a lot more if we trade them off at 50 or 60,000 miles.
Yeah, I know that's been in the past, but now
some of the trucks we just sold on Purple Wave were absolutely wore out, and we got $3,000 to $5,000 maybe out of the road and bridge. I have to go back and look at the years.
If you, they're worth more with 50 or 60,000 miles than they are with 100,000. So if you break it down, look at cost of ownership per year, it's cheaper to own them for 50 or 60,000 miles than it is for 100.
I'm just thinking, knowing what's been offered for, like, what we have, and the body on these trucks have not been abused at all, like the truck I'm thinking of looking and offered a lot more than this, and we're talking 107,000 miles.
Right, and one thing to take into consideration, any municipality and, I guess, government vehicles, there is a different scale whenever they go to sell those outright. There is a different way that those are valued since they are for a commercial style use, especially if you were to if they were to be bought to be salvaged out and stuff, the parts that come off of a municipal or government-style vehicle cannot be sold as if it was a part off of your car or your car. But since it comes from a government entity, it has to be considered commercial. So they do lower those values. So by increasing the value of them, by selling them earlier, or trade-in or Purple Wave, that does offset that because people are more willing to pay for it as a whole. To where whenever it breaks out to that breakdown of them, they are in a different category. It's called LKQ, lifetime quality.
They're not as valuable parted out.
Correct, yeah. And so when we get to that, we'll see that as far as on Purple Wave, we got all the receipts on those. We had some of them. One of the old sheriff's truck that brought a really good price, being a four-door half-ton, it brought considerably more than what our single-cab long beds brought. That were our work trucks. Most of those brought that $3,000 to $5,000 range, and that was the Fords, Chevys. They all brought a comparable price, but it was considerably lower. And the most of those trucks had between 160,000 and 180,000 miles, so the sale price on them was considerably lower.
I know the one Sheriff Daniels had on there was like 9,100 for the crew cab.
Mm-hmm.
What was the, is this a work truck model? Is this an LS or what is it?
LT, I believe.
It's an LT.
I have to look back.
Is that what we spec'd out?
Huh?
Is that what we spec'd out in the bid?
Yeah, I had them send me the specs. I went and looked at all the different models, the three different ones.
I don't have anything besides that. No. Are the ones that we bought, the ones that you bought for around 54, those are the three-quarter ton, right?
Yes.
Were those gas or diesel?
Gas.
Oh, so they're a gas three-quarter ton?
And they weren't the full...